Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the power of word series, share number 33. In dealing with other people, it's healthier and more productive to have a future orientation instead of a past orientation. In other words, if you constantly think about the wrong things the person did in the past, you'll most likely say things that are likely to become a Noas Devarim. We all know the past cannot change. What's over is over. Tshuva could transform it. The only way to make changes for the better is keep your main focus on what you want someone to do or not to do in the future, how to benefit, how to become better. So past orientation, which doesn't work, not in marriages, not in parents, children situations, you should have then done this, you could have done this, why did you do this? This is the wrong thing you did last time. Now, sometimes in to teach a certain lesson, you need to bring it up here and there. You use your shikel hadas, your discretion on how much to do that. So sometimes it's necessary, but the main focus needs to be future-oriented. What you want to make happen. The emphasis is action, what we're going to do about it now, not to blame on the past. And that's sometimes something you need to clarify when you're talking to someone, when you already have to point out something that was done wrong in the past. You have to make it clear, this is not a matter of blaming. It's more of just what to do, mikan olaba. Like the Lashon is, ain't tzayakin ala ovar. We're not going to scream and yell about the past. We're only mentioning it to the point of what are we going to do now? And future-oriented. People who are past-oriented, often they cause themselves unnecessary pain, unnecessary misery. You look forward, and then you bring that constructive change to the painful aspect of the past, enhancing it now and healing it. That is the orientation of everybody. There is also a hurtful expression that people use. You want people to move out of your way, whatever it is, you say, get lost. That's usher, showing disrespect for the person you're talking to. And it's almost guaranteed to hurt their feelings. Instead, say, I would like some privacy now. Could you please excuse me? Or, if you have to be stronger, I'm sorry to have to say this, but could you please go somewhere else? I'm busy and I'm becoming distracted when other people are around. So you need to figure out other ways, sometimes subtle first, and then sometimes you need to be direct, but direct does not necessarily mean Einoas Devarim. Now, this is similar to the Chafetz Chaim where he says that, you know, you think everything falls into the Lashon Hara, you'll give up and won't learn anything about it because what's the use? I can't be Mekayim in anyway. Same thing over here. You could say something direct. It may hurt them, but you're not doing anything wrong. Like, for example, if you're really very busy and you're distracted and someone's questioning you and bothering you, you have a right to say, do me a favor, please. You know, if you could leave now, I'm very busy. You know, that's okay. Even if the guy may feel a little bad about it, miffed why you're not paying attention, but he needs to understand you're busy. That's not Einoas Devarim. That's normal, common sense communication, and as long as you say it in a respectful way. But the idea of get lost, take a hike, you know, all that things, that's Einoas Devarim. And another thing that's very unhealthy is what we call global attacks. Global attacks means you denounce the whole person. It's also in cognitive therapy, it's all or nothing thinking, whether you do it to yourself or whether you do it to others. Like these are the words of global attacks. You ruined everything that you ever touched. You never do anything right. You're no good. You're a bad wife. You're a bad husband. All the time. Those global attacks, how awful you are. And you think maybe if you give them that shock treatment, oh, they're going to improve. They're going to do tshuva. But how often does that happen? It has a devastating effect on the person receiving them. That is why most kanoas Bizman Hazeh are not only worthless but destructive and has a devastating effect. Motivate people to improve by offering encouragement. The better they feel about themselves, the greater their effort to live up to that positive image. Going to now say something that I saw in the Sefer Maimer Mordechai by Rav Mordechai Schwab, a beautiful Rayon. He has a Maimer on Kavod HaBriyos, on honoring people. And he was very special and unique at keeping that Kavod HaBriyos in a very strong level. Rabbi Mordechai Schwab, brother of Rav Shimon Schwab. So Rav Mordechai said, basically, someone noticed that when he wrote his own individual, let's say in his telephone book or something about names that he needed of people for his own personal, you know, recording of things. So he always put in the term with a kavod, rav this, rav that, and so on and so forth. Someone asked him, why are you doing this? You know, this is just for you. This, you know, it's understandable if you're writing a letter to someone chashir, you write harav, you know, harav with a title of respect. You meet them, same thing. But for yourself, you're just writing things. What do you need to do that for? And he said, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe's, that Kavod HaBriyos is not just what you say and how you interact with somebody else. Kavod HaBriyos is how you feel about them in your mind and in your heart. It's a tremendous concept. It's a tremendous concept that you have to, in your mind, have a respect for them. It's not just, oh, I have no respect for them. They're a lowlife or they're lower than you. And you have that feeling of superiority to a certain level on them. But you have to be menschlich, so you're going to say nice things to pick them up. That's not really Kavod HaBriyos. Kavod HaBriyos is when it's internalized, when it's actually felt in the mind, in the heart, that you actually have respect for him or her. And when you actually have that respect for him or her, and then you verbalize it and you give it over, then your words come out with a true, true sincerity. Because very often, people have that intuition. They are not stupid. They hear. They could hear words of respect, and they realize you're disrespecting them all the same. So that's an interesting and important aside of Kavod HaBriyos. To have that respect in your mind. To think about that and give them Kavod in your heart and in your mind. People that you see in shul, that you think that are lower than you, whatever the reasons are, you have more finances, you're more of a Talmud Chacham, or whatever it is, you need to reverse that trend and look at these people, every Yid as special, unique, irreplaceable, of something they need to accomplish and do in their lives. And that's such an important aside. The idea of Tafkidim, that helps so much to avoid the concept of Einos Dvarim when you realize that a lot of it is not bad behaviors. Sometimes it is, but often it's because just people behaving differently from you. Although it's also a good behavior, just it's something you're not used to. It's a different type of tchuna. To learn to respect that, and even if there is real negative behavior, to give the benefit of the doubt, as we explained so many times. So again, so the lessons is be future oriented, not past oriented, not you should have, could have, would have, you're wrong, you were wrong with this and that, but think about how we could correct things in the future. Don't say words like get lost. Don't use global attacks. You never did this right, and so on and so forth. And remember, Kavod HaBriyos starts with the heart and the mind having respect for every Yid. Bracha natzlacha.